Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan was in London Tuesday, where he met with British Prime Minister Gordon Brown. At a news conference later, Mr. Brown condemned the PKK attacks and pledged to take action.
We will proscribe PKK and any organizations associated with it in the United Kingdom. Secondly, we will step up our counterterrorism cooperation with the Turkish government to deal with this issue. And thirdly, as far as Iraq is concerned, we will step up all the efforts that are necessary so that terrorists cannot move from Iraq into Turkey.
PKK rebels are based in the mountains straddling Turkey and Iraq and have been fighting for Kurdish autonomy in southeastern Turkey since 1984. On Sunday, rebels killed 12 Turkish soldiers in an ambush near the Iraqi border, provoking Turkish shelling of the border area of Nazdur. On Tuesday, Prime Minister Erdogan said his government cannot wait forever for neighboring Iraq to crack down on the PKK.
Within the framework of international law, to allow a terrorist organization to go from one's territory to a neighboring country is not allowed. And the current situation then, if that happens, gives rise to Turkey's right in this case to respond.
In Baghdad, Iraq's foreign minister said his government will help Turkey combat the rebels. He spoke to reporters after meeting with his Turkish counterpart. In Washington, State Department spokesman Sean McCormick urged a diplomatic solution.
The threat from the PKK operating out of northern Iraq into Turkey is one that's been around for a long time. It's not something that was invented over the past 4 years. But we now have an opportunity with an Iraqi government that has an interest in playing a positive role in the region, an opportunity to arrive at a solution. And that's what we're pushing for.
Meanwhile, Turkey massed heavy artillery and troops on the border with Iraq as tensions continue to rise over a threatened military incursion against Kurdish rebels. Bill Rogers, VOA News.